Back pass over to Fligger. Fligger sets the feet. Falls short. Falls the rebound. Goes off Cassidy. Netflix hasn't been doing a great job here in the first minute of boxing out, but they've been looking out, but the ball's been just bouncing off the Cassidy players.
Yeah, they've got a few lucky bounces early on and rebounds and deflections that could have easily went the other way.
Fligger with the ball. Now she gets it over to Morno. Morno gets it inside to Brillat. Brillat used the backboard on a nice move forward then, and her sister's there to clean it up though and put it back up. Now we got two positions and we got two Brillats, so people are going to have to bear with us on who it is.
The Brillats have done a great job of getting the shot off and the other one being on the box side for a rebound. So, again, Cassidy's got to do a better job of containing that.
Mackenzie Ferris tries to bounce pass into Logan Rail and it goes off Dadex Fligger. Cassidy's going to get the ball under their basket. 6-0-1, Dadex with the lead 4-2 here in the opening round of Class C Districts. Logan Rail gets it, takes it to the hoop, and they're going to get a push from behind. And there was two players there. Are they going to put Brillat or are they going to put Janik?
Looks like Rachel Brillat's getting her first foul. That move by Raul is exactly the move we talked about earlier tonight, that she gets the ball in the mid-post, she takes a couple dribbles in the lane, and if you don't move with her, she can score on you very easily.
And Mackenzie Ferris right there just showed her move skills too. She made a nice little ball fake and then dribbled into the paint, pulled up for a nice jump shot. She's got nice form. I had her and Logan Raul a couple times at the summer clinics that Lyprint used to have at Ugly, and they both just paid so much attention to form and everything that Lyprint was telling him, and you can see that it's paid off for him here.
Well, Mackenzie Parrish is a four-year varsity player, so that makes a big difference as well.
Fligger puts up another one from the left side, and that one's short, rebound controlled by Cassidy. Parrish brings it up, Parrish to Parrish. This time, Megan's going to take it into the paint. She doesn't have a shot. She throws the rail at the top of the key. Her shot's short. I'm sorry, it was Hendricks. Her shot was short, rebound controlled by Janik. Janik has it tipped away from behind into the hands of Megan. Mackenzie Parrish. Kinsey's covered there tightly by Fligger at the half court. Bounce pass to the left side to Amanda Clifton. Gets it inside to Hendricks. Over to the right side to Mackenzie Parrish. Back to, this time, to Rail at the top. She takes Brillat to the basket. And again, Brillat's chasing her down, and Rachel's going to pick up that second reaching foul. To me, it looked like she had a lot of ball, but we're way down here at the other end, and we're up high. She was chasing her, and I see what you mean there, Brad, that when Logan makes that move, she's quick to the hoop, and if you can't stay with her, you're chasing.
You got to pull out for a little bit more than that, and she was beat to the basket, so even if she got her a clean block, maybe she got her with the body going to the basket, probably a good foul call.
She needs to definitely play her sagging off so that if she does start, she can be one step ahead of her. But in her defense, she's getting no help defense there at all. Both times they went to the hoop, nobody sagged off their man to help her out.
Yeah, that backside wing for Bad X has got to slide over and help pick that up for sure.
Logan Rao nails both of them. Gives the lead to the Cassidy Redhawks. Now 6-4, 5:06 to go here in the first quarter. Now into the ball game is going to be Tori Orban. Logan Ryan steals the ball, goes up by from half court, and then lays it up off the glass, making the lead 8-4. We'll have a full timeout from Bennett. We'll be back right after these commercial messages.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
And we're back here at Cassidy High School after a timeout by the Bonnex Patriots. Cassidy with the lead, 8-4. What do you think Coach Brillat was telling his team there, Brent? You've seen him all year long.
Well, I think he's just a little disappointed in the early hustle so far. They got beat on that steal from Logan Rowell, and he probably was talking to more about breaking the press, although it doesn't look like they've listened very well if they turned it over already.
And again, an easy basket there. That time, Mackenzie Parrish grabbed the ball, stole it away, took it in, laid it off the glass. 10-4, Cassidy with the lead here. 4:36 to go in the first quarter.
I'm a little surprised. Cassidy looks like they're playing pretty much a man-to-man press, and Bellas is not setting any kind of screens to get somebody open. They're just trying to juke them and get open that way.
And that time, that was a nice move there by the freshman, Briot. She was able to, Taylor Briot, she was able to draw the foul there on Connie Hendrick, fixing up her first team second. Get the ball to pass the player. She throws it to the left side. It sticks, but it manages to get into Briot. She finds an open Orban across the paint. Nice pass. Nice read by Briot to realize she was double-teamed and find Orban open underneath there.
And Tony Orban has really, the last probably 3 weeks of the season, really come on. Junior, second year on the varsity, but she's playing a little more aggressively, and you can see it there. She was ready for the pass and made a great shot up the backboard.
She sure did. That was a nice lob pass. Speaking of good passes right there by Hendricks to lab it into her counterpart down low to Rayo, and Rayo went up and just kind of threw it straight up and dropped it down. And we're going to have another timeout from Dallas. We'll be back right after this timeout.
If you're looking for a commitment-free cellular solution, it has never been more affordable to get a FastTrack prepaid phone from Thumb Cellular. FastTrack prepaid gives you the convenience and security of a cellular phone without the monthly bill and commitment. Right now, for just $75, you can get everything you need for an entire year's worth of service. A great phone and 375 nationwide minutes that are good for an entire year. All that for just $75. No bills, no commitment, just worry-free cellular service all year long. Give it to your kids, throw it in your purse, or carry it on your belt. And with FastTrack Prepaid, you can add more minutes anytime by stopping into one of their convenient locations throughout the Thumb area. So stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask for the security plan. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
And we're back here at Kansas City High School after that timeout. Bryce came out and they looked much better there. They got it up the court through the press. They made the extra pass there, headed inside to Taylor Briot. She threw it over to Fligger, and Fligger found that open Orban underneath. And Orban picked up through the foul, and that foul went against Hendricks, and that's going to be Hendricks' second foul, and we'll see her go to the bench now. So that's going to help Bryce a little bit. Long shot there by Bryce. Rebound controlled by Megan Parrish. She gets it up the court, throws it over to Shayna Chambers, who's in the game now for Cass City.
Shayna Chambers, just a freshman coming in for Hendricks. I'll be curious how she reacts in her first tournament action of her career.
And she's not afraid to take it to the post, and then she throws it right away, though, to Fligger. Fligger brings the ball up the court, pulls it up, passes it over to Janik. Janik throws it down in the corner to Marina. Marina shot front, making it 12-8. And now we're going to have a timeout from Cass City, and we'll be back right after this commercial message.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Seth Stapleton. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and your neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. Best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we're back here at Cass City High School, where Cass City still has the lead 12-8 with 3:03 to go here in the first quarter. We had a timeout there from the Cass City coach after Bad Axe had two steals there and converted on one. And we got an update for you out of Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach 3, Sandusky 8 at the end of the first quarter. And if you could believe that score, we should be playing lottery. And that last basket was up and good, and I didn't see you made that for Kansas City. Did you, Brett?
Yeah, it was Logan Ryan. That's her 8th point out of the 14 Kansas City has, so they really got to do a better job of containing her.
And that time, Taylor Briot shot right over top of Ryan, right from the free throw line, and she put it in. 14-10, Kansas City still with the lead here. 2:29 to go in the first quarter. They give it over to the left side to Clifton. Clifton gets it back up to the top to Chambers. Chambers is fouled there by Briot. Taylor Briot's going to pick up her first foul.
Obviously, with Rachel Briot in foul trouble too early, Taylor's going to be very careful not to pick up another one because they don't want to lose their size advantage they have right now over Cass City.
And it was almost a bad foul for her. She picked it way up off away from down low where she's normally at. And that's a long three there, and that's the first three of the ball game, and that one was by...
That was by Chambers, the freshman. I guess that answers her question about how she'll do in her first tournament action.
And the Patrick bring up the right side. They find nice. Briot right there at the free throw line, and she's shooting right over the top of Logan Ryan. Evidently, Logan Ryan doesn't have to play defense with her hands up here tonight.
That was a really great shot by Taylor Briot. That's her second in a row, and if she can make those, she could put some serious pressure on Logan Ryan.
because I'll tell you what, she's making it wide open. And another three goes up this time by Shania Chambers over the top of Briot. So if you get it over Briot, you're going to have enough up.